the introduction of Liberty Ultra herbicide powered by GLU-L technology. Educate me, first of all, how is Liberty Ultra different from, you know, maybe the Liberties that the growers may be more familiar with?
Yes, Liberty Ultra is different in a few key ways. The first is that powered by GLU-L technology portion. The GLU-L technology is a patented manufacturing process that transforms the inefficiencies of glufosinate and makes room in the formulation for a little bit higher loading to decrease use rate and decrease volumes across the board. Also different with Liberty Ultra would be the inclusion of the Liberty Lock formulation. And as I mentioned with GLU-L technology, getting rid of the inefficiencies, there's more room in there for formulation. That Liberty Lock formulation part of Liberty Ultra optimizes the performance of L-glufosinate ammonium, the active ingredient in Liberty Ultra.
Do I understand correctly we'd be able to see a lower use rate with something like this?
Yes, yes. Lower use rate for Liberty Ultra versus a vast majority of the other glufosinate ammonium herbicides that are available in the market.
What weeds are we targeting with a product like this, Eric?
Liberty Ultra has a high level of effectiveness on the tough-to-control broadleaf weeds such as water hemp or Palmer amaranth, the ragweed species, kochia, mare's tail, for instance. And it also features grass activity as well as a broad-spectrum herbicide, knockdown herbicide.
So in our region, we're pretty diverse. Would this be for corn, soybeans, and canola, all three?
Yes, yes. Corn, soybeans, canola, as well as cotton. Not in your geography, but cotton will also be on there on the label for Liberty Ultra. And those would be, you know, glufosinate-tolerant crops for in-crop applications.
What do you want growers to know about this when you're getting this out to market?
Primarily, Liberty Ultra is really an ode to BASF's innovation with herbicides. Liberty and glufosinate ammonium have gone through quite the transitions over the last three decades, but BASF has had glufosinate ammonium as part of their portfolio for a very short time period, and already in that short time period, BASF went right to work on innovating that active ingredient, and Liberty Ultra innovation with the GLU-L technology and the Liberty Lock formulation, all these things put together lead to up to 20% better efficacy versus other glufosinate ammonium herbicides on the market.
Great. You got EPA approval. Where are you at with the state approvals?
State approvals are in the works up to this point. So in the next, you know, few months, we'll be hopeful to have state approvals. That'll be something that BASF will be updating everyone on as things transpire. But as it stands right now, EPA approval and the label in hand for Liberty Ultra awaiting the state approvals.
What kind of supply situation you expect for the launch?
For Liberty Ultra, BASF expects appreciable volumes to be available for use in 2025, right out of the gate.
Obviously, we've got plenty of resistance issues with, in, at least in this footprint. How's it fit into that story, Eric?
Yes, Liberty Ultra, as I mentioned before, very, very effective on the toughest broadleaf weeds and also features some grass activity. So it is a part of successful and the most effective weed control programs for glufosinate-tolerant crops. Now, the best way that Liberty Ultra fits into those crops are utilizing an entire approach, including residual herbicides on the chemical control side of things. That is a must when it comes to Liberty Ultra in soybeans, for instance, including a solid pre-emerge herbicide such as Zidua Pro, and then also including more residual with a Liberty Ultra application post, something such as Outlook herbicide, to help fend off the worst of the worst resistant broadleaf weed species that we continually battle. And those are just on the chemical side of things. There are many cultural elements that come to play as well that can all contribute towards resistance management and ensuring effectiveness of Liberty Ultra for years to come.